Hi, Ragini here again. Welcome to Module 3, Part 1, The River, Navigating the Wild Twists and Turns of Your Journey. This is exploring Step 2 of the Facticity 6-Step Process. Here we go. What is the river? Well, in our model, the river is the flow of life itself. And that's important to understand as we do this module, because every time I say river, I'm referring to the flow of life itself. This flow is the flow of change. So that's going to be our focus here in this little part one. The infinity loop is the symbol that we are going to use for never-ending change. The never-ending flow flows into the never-ending flow, flows into the never-ending flow. This is why we use the infinity loop, to keep in our conscious awareness the reality of the flow. The river of life continues moving regardless of our particular desires or wants. Ooh, it did it again. The river's main characteristic is its never-ending movement. Nothing ever stays the same. This sounds so simple, and every one of us believes consciously that we understand that. Yet there is a disconnect between our conscious understanding and the flow of our unconscious behaviors. And that is why we're focusing on it so much, because it's important in allowing your unconscious mind to make the shift from the way it's been relating to opposites to this new way that you're learning in this training. So, what this means is stated very well by an ancient mystic named Heraclitus, Greek. You cannot step in the same river twice, for other waters are continually flowing in. Now, this is really something to sit down and contemplate. Go by a river wherever you live and sit on the bank and watch the river. You will see that this is true in your own experience. You cannot step in the same river twice, because the waters that make it up are continually shifting and changing. This is really a profound insight. So allow yourself to have some time this week to sit with it and actually let it sink in and contemplate on it for a while, reflect on it. Okay, because of the river, the best way to travel in the land of unresolvable dilemma, which is where this river is on the river. That means the best way to travel in the land of unresolvable dilemma is in the flow. It is the most efficient way of moving through the land of unresolvable dilemma. And it is also the most pleasant form of transportation. Important to understand. Don't want to travel via the land. Why? The land and the river's banks, which I want to remind you, are represented here as the concept land. This is the land of thought and ideas. You don't want to travel via the land. Ooh, it looks pretty scary. If you've had any chance to look at your own mind from some distance, this is kind of what it looks like. It's hard to see clearly through all the ideas and notions and emotions. There are thorny thickets on the land and the river's banks, blackberry brambles, swamps, quicksand, sinking bogs, quagmires, and hidden tar pits. So when you're in the land of unresolvable dilemma, which remember lives in the land of concept, what you want to do is travel on the river. That is the safest place. Now here's a warning to travelers from the mystics. Travelers who ignore the river in the land of unresolvable dilemma often get lost and never return. Have you ever been so lost in your mind that you couldn't find the now? You couldn't find the flow of life? Well, actually, for me, I lived in that place almost all of the years I've been on this planet. And then one day I discovered, oh my goodness, there's a river here and it's a better way to travel. And then getting lost happened less and less. So here's a traveler alert to you as you go into moving through the land of unresolvable dilemma. Stay on the waterway. Stay focused on the flow. This makes your travel both easy and relaxing, and hard and challenging, because the waters of the river can be both calm and smooth, or it can be rapid with waterfalls and churning energies and little eddies and whirlpools. So you want to learn as much as you can about the river, about the flow of life. Learn the route of the river, and that is what we're going to be doing in the rest of this Module 3. You're going to be learning exactly how the river flows, and this has been mapped out for us by the mystics who have come before us. And we are going to become aware of its dangers so that we don't have to get eaten up by them and lost once again. So the river's flow hides a fundamental pattern. This is the mystic's key to traveling safely and soundly through the land of unresolvable dilemma. And that is what we're going to learn in this particular module. You're going to search for the pattern inside the flow of life. So what you want to do is dive into the flow, and you cannot miss it unfolding. Don't miss that little guy there right under the wave coming right on top of him. He's diving right into it. That's the attitude that you want to have. Curiosity, the energy of exploration, and what exactly is going on inside the flow. Then you won't be able to miss it. It will show up right before your eyes. Okay, here's the homework for this short but very intense little part one. What is the river? How are we representing the river's flow in the facticity six-step process? Can you step in the same river twice? Why or why not? Really, truly answer these with your own words and your own understanding. Can anything remain the same? Why or why not? If you can think of something, create your defense for it. See if you can actually rationalize why you think it will always remain exactly the way it is. What's the best way to travel in the land of unresolvable dilemma? Can a traveler get lost in the land of unresolvable dilemma? How can that happen? Is there a pattern hidden in the flow of life? And how can you find it? Okay, folks, enjoy. See you in the next video. Much love.